Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Photographers come in all shapes and sizes. There's commercial photographers who work on weddings and portrait photography. There's nature photographers, and then there's the casual point and shoot. There's people who use studios and people who work just in the outdoors. Whatever your interest, there's a new group in town. It's the Duluth Photography Institute. It's a resource for all photographers. This week, Radio Gallery welcomes Brian Ravala, the director of DPI.
I am Brian Ravala, and I am the owner of the Duluth Photography Institute. I'm also a semi-professional photographer that's been in the area for all my adult life, essentially. I have to at least say my very beginning, because it's kind of cute, that back in 10th grade in high school, I wanted to buy a bicycle, and my mom said, no, you save your money. Save your money, and you'll use. So more or less out of spite, I said, no, I'm gonna spend it. And my brother happened to be selling his camera at that time. And so I bought it from him, and I would pick it up and just kind of hike around and took a lot of nature photography and macro work. I just picked it up from there. It wasn't until I got close to other people really into photography when I started working at a local photo lab that I looked at it as more of a profession. But my photography right now, I'm doing more commercial work, some architecture and some advertising, but I wanted to get into more of my personal work. I do a lot of black and white work, not exclusively, but I really do love the look of black and white, and I have a number of pieces that are black and white for the sake of the serenity of the image.
Are they up in the gallery?
There's a few up there, yes. I also have one of the pieces in the Art Institute's biennial exhibit. The Duluth Photography Institute at 405 East Superior Street, Suite 140, the middle suite in the Amendola building. It is a photography facility, a photography center that is designed around all things photographic for all levels, including those that are just starting off, up to emerging professionals that need space to produce their work. When you first walk into the facility, you'll notice a gallery space. We have all sorts of featured artists on the works that will be exhibiting their work, as well as member work and other special little exhibits that we have going on. And in the back is the work area, which is a working lighting studio, and that's the place for all the workshops as well, from basic photography workshops through more advanced workshops dealing with Photoshop, and travel workshops are in the works, and guest speaker seminars. It's kind of all there, all things related to photography. We want to get it in there. In order to take advantage of the facility, you need to become a member. And, ooh, it's all of a whopping $40 a year. The Duluth Photography Institute is really for all photographers, whether you have a point and shoot, whether you are just looking for a new camera or to buy your first camera, or an artist that's trying to sell some of their work and show their work. It's really a photography center based on everything photography and only photography. We have a lot of events in the works, and people should go to the website to check out those when everything is finalized, and that's www.duluthphotographyinstitute.com.
You can find that link and more at kumd.org. You can scroll down to the Radio Gallery feature or click on Arts. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and Lizard's Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth. For more information on DPI, go to KUMD.org. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.